but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I'm going to blend a few things together here that should go together, right? Salt and pepper go together. Oil and vinegar can go together. It's meat and potatoes. They go together. What goes together at your tailgate? Well, it's good food, and then it's the sporting event. Also, I've got a soft spot for small business owners. I really do. If you listen to the show over the years, the sponsors of this show are often small businesses that are fighting the good fight. I mean, you go from companies like Shoe Mill, the shoe stores, Birch's Shoes, First Call Heating and Cooling, Gresham Ford, Bridgetown Window and Door, Anderson Pool Works. You literally go through the sponsors of this show and you realize Milwaukee Lumber, I see you guys. Shout out to the Milwaukee Lumber team. There's a lot of small business owners out there that are just fighting this amazing fight and doing it on a daily business. Our next guest coming up is one of those guys, and he's trying to do something important and good for the community. And I really would encourage people who are looking for something to do on Monday night, or maybe just someone to support in general. There's a great event going on at the World Forestry Center. We'll talk a little football here. I told you I'm going to merge together some things that go together. We're going to talk college football and food. I was at the Penn State-Oregon game in Happy Valley. I've talked a lot about my experience there. Our next guest was there as well. He was there as an Oregon fan. Mark Byram is with us. He is the czar who is at the center of the Urban Restaurant Group. It includes restaurants in the Portland area like Bricks Tavern, Carlita's and others. And he's got a big event coming up, Taste of Portland, tasteofpdx.com. We'll tell you all about it. But Mark, let's start with your experience. All right, give us the fan perspective of Happy Valley, the trip out there, and the stadium experience. What was it like for you?
Well, first, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be out there, especially for the White House. That was amazing. A little hostile walking in, but that's because we walked by the student area where they're entering. But once we got past that, fans were great, very receptive, very curious about Oregon and what Eugene's like. They see the stories. They hear about the program. Lots of questions about Dan Lanning, and a lot of optimism on their perspective, but they really felt that Oregon was going to win this game. A lot of them thought that way.
Yeah, the student section, for people who didn't get it, like, that student section was rocking, and I saw the Oregon players ran down to the student section at the end. I felt like that was the loudest part of the stadium. Where were you sitting, and how loud did you feel like it was with 111,000 people there?
We were behind the Oregon bench, row 39, so okay. About the 40-yard line. So we're in the middle of it. We weren't that single green guy in the big wave of white, but we're a group of four in that big wave of white, around us. So it was loud. I mean, there's times that, especially, the fourth quarter when they scored the second touchdown to tie it up, that was the loudest part of the stadium and the most involved. And the irony of that is when Oregon went up 14, fans started to trickle out. So I thought, wow, they're louder with less people. But the main thing, and I talked to the group behind us, Penn State fans, I did tell them, I said, look, wait, Austin's as loud, if not louder. And they're like, there's no way possible. I'm like, well, come out. You'll be on the books here in a few years. Come out, see, and got to experience what we do at Austin to get a full, true understanding what sound can do to the game.
Yeah, and I feel like Austin's an echo chamber, just the way that it's built with the berm and everything and how the stands kind of rise up around it. And it feels like, everybody's shouting into an echo chamber. In these bigger stadiums, like, the Big House at Michigan or Ohio Stadium at Ohio State and Penn State, they're huge. They're massive. It's kind of mind-bending to look at. But I'm with you. I feel like Autzen last year for the Ohio State game was louder.
I know for a fact it was. I was there for that Ohio State game. And you're right. The bigger the stadiums are, the more they kind of recess back. so that allows that sound to escape. But man, Autzen, that Ohio State game, I've been a Duck fan for over, 40 years. And that was the loudest experience I've ever had, was that end of the game when we won it. I mean, I thought you couldn't hear yourself think. It was just crazy atmosphere and environment.
Mark Byron with us, Urban Restaurant Group. For people who don't know the restaurant group, we're talking about everything from speakeasies to cocktail bars to, I think, maybe the best burger place around. I mean, give me an idea.
Yes.
The burger place out at Cascade Station. I'm blanking on the name right now. Why am I blanking on the name?
It's okay. It's Fuller's Burger Shack.
Fuller's Burger Shack. And in fact, I was in there. Last time I was in there, you're sitting in there having a burger. It says something when the owner of the place is sitting in there having a burger.
One of my favorite burgers, classic American style diner. The story behind that is we bought Fuller's Coffee Shop back in 2018, and that was a second generation family that had bought that, the Fuller's family. And I love their burger that was at this coffee shop down on 9th and Northwest Davis. And I'm just like, we have to take this burger and activate it and create a space. So that's what we did. And great success at that property. We're opening another one down in Eugene, actually right on campus across from the bookstore.
Oh, it's going to kill.
That's one. One of the brands we're looking to expand. It's an absolutely fantastic, simple burger. But yeah, as you saw, I'm there eating it. So that says a lot.
Are you like undercover boss in that situation, or do they all know you?
That's gone away a long time ago. They all know. I think they have like cameras. They get cameras in the parking lot. Like they code each other.
They know you're
so
there.
So I walk in, everybody's easy. Yeah. It's
like well, it's a great place to get a burger, get a milkshake. Obviously, good stuff. But yeah, Fuller's Burger Shack for people who know. But Urban Restaurant Group, you guys are doing something big here. This Taste of Portland, you're bringing it back. Bunch of restaurants, 20-plus restaurants, breweries, wineries, distilleries. You're bringing it back October 6th, 6 to 9 p.m. That is coming up. This will be at the World Forestry Center with some live music. You can get tickets at tasteofpdx.com. Tell us, why is it important for you guys to bring this back?
Well, as most people probably know, the downtown corridor has been rough. It's been a tough bounce back for us. We had some glory years when we first came out of COVID, but it's just slowly diminishing. And I moved to Portland in 1992, and I've seen the city grow for what it was before COVID and the height of food and wine and the beverage scene to where we are now. And I reflected back to when the dining scene really started about 94, 95. And that's when we started getting national recognition from some of the chefs that would come out here because of our food culture, the farms, the winery, and it just kind of created this atmosphere. So back then we used to do these things, Taste of Portland. We had, the different festivals where we bring all the chefs together, restaurant owners, managers, and just try to recreate this culture and knowing that, hey, we're in it together. So I'm just trying to recreate that feel, start to build the building, if you will, to bring people back down, show them what we're still doing, get national attention, and show that, hey, Portland should be back on the map as a great restaurant scene. These are the things that are still here, and just kind of, if you will, shout at the top of our lungs, we're here, we're open, and we're fabulous.
I love that. I love that you're bringing it back, and I love that, there's some pride in it. And so for people who want to check it out, again, tasteofpdx.com. This event is going on Monday night. This will be 6 to 9 p.m. You've got judging going on. I know Anna's going to be one of the celebrity judges. That'll be cool. And prizes award. Now, what's the winner get? Or what are the participating restaurants competing against each other? Or how does it work?
Yeah. Well, so we have the chef's choice, which would be from the judges itself. And then we have the fan participation. So each person that wins that award, it's a $500 payout for first place. And then we have also best food display. And so that gives all the creativity of the different restaurants to set up their booths. And the winner of that also gets $500 in cash. So there's some pride in it, but there's some money. It's monetary as well. So, we want to reward those that come out and give their effort in making this a great event.
Several breweries, including Hopworks Brewery, McKenzie Brewing, also involved Trinchero Family Estates from a winery perspective. Of course, Bricks Tavern. Mark's talking. You're hearing to Mark. Go check out Bricks. That's one of our regular go-tos, several locations in the Portland area. Jake's Grill will be there as well and some others. My grandparents were in the restaurant business. It is a hard business, but you have been able to navigate it through pandemic, through everything that's gone on downtown. I love that you're trying to be part of the solution here, Mark. But, what has that been like for you?
Well, pandemic rock bottom, right? I mean, that's just how it was. And I thought you couldn't go any lower. So you're starting out at that point, since, you know, re-recognizing yourself as a restaurateur and figuring out what you wanted to do. Great year afterwards. But, you know, it's been a slow demise in that downtown corridor. You know, the people have gotten scared away because of the things that might have happened in the past, in the past few years. And, you know, the new mayor's coming in, where, you know, there's plans in place. You know, we got the fire coming in. You know, there's just the synergy. We got the World Cup as a host team too. So it's coming back, you know. But the problem is it's hopefully not too late for a lot of us restaurateurs that are downtown. I see them closing. I know the struggles that they're having. And, you know, I just want to salvage it. I just don't want to see us be an empty, hollow city where we have, you know, poor lease and not the restaurant season, the vibrancy. So in my world, there's always the different layers of how to get people in the restaurant industry. That's one, occupancy of the office spaces, having people downtown that are working, which makes lunch thrive, makes happy hour thrive. When you have that environment, you get the businessmen. So the businessmen are staying in the hotel. Now you got your dinner business, your lunch business. And then the third and the most crucial part is tourism. Tourism plays a huge part in the corridor of our success as a restaurateur. So this is what we're focusing on. You know, this is all about spreading the word. The restaurant scene is still here. It's vibrant. Get the tourism getting back. Hopefully that brings the business people back. That brings the businesses. And we slowly start this culture back over and making everybody successful.
The World Forestry Center is a great venue. There will be live music. There's a ton of participating restaurants. And for listeners, you know, look, if you want to cast a vote that says, hey, I believe in these small business owners who are fighting the good fight, going to Taste of Portland would be a great way to do that. More than 20 restaurants, breweries, wineries, and distilleries. This is Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. You can get tickets at tasteofpdx.com. Mark, we're going to bring you back on tomorrow. We'll get an update on all this stuff. I have more questions about your trip. By the way, before I let you go, what was the actual travel like? Where did you fly into coming out of Portland?
We flew from Chicago to Philly.
Okay.
Friday night we did a Phillies game. Saturday we got up, drove to Harrisburg.
Okay.
Stayed night in Harrisburg, got transportation up and back, then back to Philadelphia on Sunday. We laid low, but then we hit up. We flew from Philadelphia to Denver, and we actually went to the Monday night football game. So,
oh man,
it was a pretty good trip.
That's a great trip, but there's a little planes, trains, and automobiles in it too, right? Like, because you feel like you're navigating this amazing race, more reality TV.
It was certainly like that. We did touch all that. We did do a train, we did a plane, and we did a car.
I love that. All right, Mark Byram, you're fighting the good fight. Tasteofpdx.com. If you want to get tickets to this, spread the word. I've got it on Instagram. I've got it on Facebook as well. Please share it with other people. Love to see a big turnout for this event. Mark, thanks for what you're doing.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks for your time.
And there he goes, Mark Byram. Look, I hear it in his voice. He is pulling for downtown Portland. He is rooting for the other small business owners. There is no joy in watching a small business fail. And these restaurants are fighting the good fight. These are the ultimate survivors in this game. They've been through a pandemic. They've been through some lousy things that have happened downtown. And these restaurants are pulling together. World Forestry Center on Monday night, next Monday night. Be a great date night. Be a great outing for you and some friends. If you're into that kind of thing, if you're into food, if you're into, you know, having a beer or a glass of wine and great food, you can check it out at the World Forestry Center, tasteofpdx.com. Leave it here. You got the BFT statewide on the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Network.